The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings. And my warmest welcome to our meditation this morning. And as an introduction to the meditation and also the theme for this week, in the ancient world of India, there was the idea at some point that great spiritual, great realized beings, people, had some kind of omniscience, that they kind of knew everything. And it seems that the Buddha was in that kind of environment where that was an expectation of teachers. And the Buddha often kind of didn't criticize or oppose ideas. He often just redefined them for himself. So he kind of said he wasn't omniscient, but he also said that there was a particular way in which he was, that he knew something about everything. And that what he knew about everything is that nothing whatsoever is worth clinging to. So to read the quote, when someone has heard that nothing, it's a little different teaching around this, when someone has heard that nothing is worth clinging to, they directly know everything. Having directly known everything, they fully understand everything. Having fully understood everything, whatever feelings they feel, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, they abide observing inconstancy in those feelings, observing fading away, observing cessation, observing relinquishment. In this way, they do not cling to anything in the world. When they do not cling, they are not agitated. When they are not agitated, they attain Nibbana. So, first we can hear the teachings that nothing is worth clinging to. And then when feelings, sensations, experiences occur, if we don't cling to them, then we know that nothing is worth clinging to. And the mind becomes at ease and peaceful. And this release can happen, a deep letting go of liberation. So as we sit here today, I would encourage you to sit, meditate, not with the ideas of things, but with the ongoing flow of experience. If you have a thought, it will have a beginning and a middle and an end. A particular sentence you say to yourself, particular image you have, they come and they go. If you have a particular sensation, if you have a particular feeling, there's ways in which it surges and recedes. It arises and it passes. It appears and it disappears. And what gives it continuity is the ways in which we think about it. So settle back in your meditation seat. And rather than believing what I said, for this meditation, you might let the object of your attention, what you notice the most, is whatever it is that arises, the arising of things. Especially if they arise unexpectedly, a sound, a sensation, a thought, and say, oh, there it came. And notice those things that stop, that disappear. Oh, I didn't. I'm no longer thinking that. I switched topics. That sound is no longer happening. And don't go chasing and looking for that. See if your mind can, body can be relaxed. And as if it's, your awareness is like, maybe like the sandy shore of the beach. And experience is like the waves that wash up and down, come and go through experience. So that nothing whatsoever is clung to. So taking a meditation posture, and perhaps gently, lovingly closing your eyes, and perhaps gently and lovingly let your attention roam around your body to make any helpful adjustments you can make in your posture. And then as you roam around your body, gently and lovingly relax the places in your body that can be relaxed. Perhaps you can relax the muscles around the face. Perhaps any holding or in the eyes can soften and the eyes can rest in their sockets. If you find you're using your eyes a lot, even with the eyes closed, you might imagine that your eyes are looking backwards and downwards. So not reaching out. Resting. Lovingly and gently relaxing the shoulders. And these different parts of the body that you can relax have been with you for a long time, been your companions, your supporters. And to gently, lovingly, let these parts of your body relax and soften, softening in the chest. Relaxing in the belly. And it might be possible to relax the whole length of your arms down through your hands. It might be possible to relax the whole length of your legs down to your feet. And it might be possible to relax the whole length of your body, lovingly, kindly, releasing any bracing or resistance in the body. And then also to bring a gentle and loving attention to your mind, to your brain, feeling in your head any tension or pressure or agitation connected to thinking or worrying, wanting. And as you exhale, to lovingly relax the thinking muscle. As you exhale, imagine that the mind can just relax backwards as if settling back into a soft mattress and pillow and being supported. The mind can be relaxed and soft. And then sitting here, become aware of whatever suddenly appears, especially if you can notice what sensations or sounds or feelings, thoughts appear effortlessly. No work on your part. The sound of my voice, the sound of individual words. They come and they disappear. Noticing whatever sensations in your body that simply appear without any wanting or willing from you. Notice the effortless ways in which some sensations just appear. No self-conscious effort to make them be there. And notice how some things also effortlessly disappear. They're no longer there. The sound of my voice appears and then stops. You might be thinking about something and then I speak and that thinking of yours stops. Maybe especially if I remind you that nothing whatsoever is worth clinging to. And often the stickiness that's needed for us to cling and to interrupt the rising and passing of things is our involvement with thoughts and ideas. See if you can relax into your breathing and notice that in and of itself, the body breathing is a kaleidoscope of sensations appearing and disappearing. And if you stay a little bit with your breathing, the coming and going of inhale and exhale, if something takes you away from that, that's also a change. A change, a coming and going of your attention in a certain way. Settle back and allow the flow, the river of experience to wash through you. In a certain way, everything that's actually happening in the present moment is something that's coming and going, arising and passing. Settle back and observe the coming and goings of all things. Don't worry if something doesn't come and go. Just watch what is coming and going. Like you're watching the flow of the river from the riverbank. And as we come to the end of the sitting, I'd like to suggest that in and of itself, love, kindness, care is a part of the flow, river of our experience. As soon as we cling to love or care or kindness, as soon as we hold it fixed, it's no longer love or care. That to trust deeply the flow of life and to learn how to navigate, how to on the river of life, so we're flowing along with, is what allows the deepest kinds of love and care to exist in us. It takes a lot of trust to settle back, relax, open. But to allow your care, your love, the natural capacity for kindness to flow out of your open experience, to flow out of your willingness to not resist or hold on to anything, a tenderness. Some people call it a vulnerability that allows our care, our empathy. And may it be that this meditation today can be an inspiration for you to take a little bit of risk today, to see if your love and care and kindness can flow from you and flow through the words you speak, the actions you do. May it be as you learn not to cling to things, that your capacity for kindness and caring for others can flow more cleanly and clearly. May it be that your practice that you do be for the welfare and happiness of all beings, including for yourself. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free.